I think people have been interested, or at least the reason I would be interested outside of this, just because we see pterosaurs all around us without realizing it in the media, whether it's movies that are intentionally dinosaur-based or extinct animal-based, or you go to the store for yourself or your friend or a kid and you pick up a box of dinosaur toys, which of course inevitably includes pterosaurs. We just end up seeing them everywhere, and they're kind of always drawn in the same way. They always have this bat-like pose. So I think for me to come out and argue against this pose and suggest that it was probably not the way that these animals held their limbs kind of shatters a paradigm that's permeated so much of our lives. I think that's a cool concept, at least for me, to realize that even things that we take for granted or things that we accept as fact aren't always true when we start to probe and test and ask the right questions. So if I've managed to get anyone even a little more interested in how we study these animals and how we reconstruct them, I'd consider that a success. I'm glad there's been attention and that people are getting interested from the public.